Tom, KO4HKX.
I'd have to say it's a good afternoon, but it's crummy outside. But it is 55 degrees, so thank Mother Nature for that. How's your day, Patrick? We're just leaving Ingalls up here on Locust Hill Road.
Up here, I'm over here in Powdersville, so it's nice and misty rain over here, just a dreary day, but other than that, doing great.
Yeah, we just pulled out here in front of your competition, Snap-on. Well, we just went in there to Ingalls, and you probably never use oxtails, but the wife does. And she puts it in vegetable soup to make it much richer and better. And it's just a cow's tail is what it is. It's real lean and got some fat on it. How much pound do you think that might be?
The way things are now, I'm going to guess around $10 a pound.
You're good, Patrick. $10.99 a pound. There was three of them in there, $14.39. Oh, man, I'm telling you. And there was a gentleman there getting some vegetable soup, and I told him about it, and he wanted to know if that included the poop or not, and I told him I think so.
Roger that. just, I don't know where things are going to stop, but I don't know what to say about it anymore.
And he said, well, what do you say to that? I said, thank you, Joe. And he just laughed. I said, they can say what they want, but it was $6 a pound a year or so ago. And now they're $11 a pound, and we're doing good.
That's me. I've been looking at how the price of stuff has gone up. The stuff that I sell is just, in the last 4 years, is just crazy the amount of inflation that has gone up.
That hurts you, I'm sure, because people that want to buy quality tools may not be able to. And hopefully they're not backing out on paying you or something like that. But at any rate, it's totally ridiculous. What did we get, Bernice, on Social Security this year? 3.2%?
Yeah,
3.2%, Patrick. I think inflation rate's around 6. Arg. Well, maybe your new home up there that you're thinking about, you could raise some, a couple of steers or something.
Raise kegs. I want to do something. Goats, chickens, whatever I got to do. And get back to what I knew growing up.
Well, TR Mobile. Well, you know, Patrick, we bought 6 that were a little more money this time from the chicken man, and they're called Isa Browns, and he said, those are an egg-laying machine, Tom. And we had those black Australops, and some of them tend to pick each other, and I didn't like that, so I went ahead and gave the extra money and got these. And they just started laying, two, 3 weeks ago, Bernice? And we've been getting 6 eggs a day from those 6 chickens now. That's pretty amazing. A lot of chickens, they don't lay but every other day or so.
6 chickens and 6 eggs a day? It'd be hard to eat all them eggs.
Give them away, but Bernice, she bakes a lot, Patrick, and I'm sure you're aware of that. That's probably half our electric bill, but I'm not complaining.
By the way she cooks for you, I'd be counting my blessings.
Wow, just breakfast with one of those nice big eggs is wonderful. But they're just better than botting eggs, I don't care what they say. And Bernice has a way of frying eggs of a morning that, they almost look like they're poached eggs, but they're just perfect. And you use a little water, don't you, in the frying pan? And it's just amazing. They're better than the Waffle Houses, put it that way.
Yeah, I love eggs for breakfast. That's what I have every morning, is eggs, sausage, and cheese, and usually in a wrap or sometimes just scrambled all together.
I have one egg, and that egg sometimes almost fills the plate, about half of it at least. And then I have 1.5 pieces of toast with some of her homemade raspberry jelly, and Chad'll tell you how good that is. And then usually 2 link sausages or sausage patties. This morning I had 2 strips of bacon, a small glass of orange juice, and a cup of coffee. Oh my, I was trying to think of what else, Mom. That's about it, Patrick, I think, for breakfast. But we only eat 2 meals a day, and the other one we'll eat about 3:30 or something like that. So I don't know what we're having today, but she did buy some shrimp, and I love that North Carolina fresh caught shrimp. And but it's a good soup day too today, you know it.
Today is a good day for soup and a grilled cheese, a grilled ham and cheese sandwich.
Vegetable soup there at Ingles really looked far uptown. It was, boy, it smelled great. I like soup, and a lot of places you go, you can't even get soup, but I was figuring out, last time we ate at the Waffle House, I think it was $25 the time I paid the tip, and for one of them, 2 of them big breakfasts, you know, and I don't even order the waffle. I can't eat that much. And if you figure $25 for breakfast, and you had to eat out every day, that'd add up quite a bit.
It gets expensive in a hurry, that's for sure. Eating out, just some days, I was talking to one of my customers. Him and his wife went out, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Went out twice and spent $500 on meals. I'm like, how in the world do you spend that much money for 2 people?
Now it's 47. Our kids got us many years ago for an anniversary a $100 gift certificate for both of us. Now, it's been quite a few years ago down there by WIFF4 on 85. It's just off the road there. It's called Chop House 47. And I knew when I seen that waiter coming with a towel over his arm that this is going to get expensive. And I still had to pay another $25 or $30. And when they brought our filet mignons for our anniversary, then every side order is billed separately. I don't know what they call that in the fancy terms, but I just never give that much. Well, I did too. One time we went in a restaurant at the casino up at Cherokee, and we usually ate at the snack bar. But the snack bar don't open now until what? 11 o'clock at night. I can't eat that late at night. It don't work when you get old. But it was better than $100, and I said, that's the last time we'll do that.
I think he was talking, he went to Hall's somewhere downtown Greenville. But I'm like, well, too rich for my blood. I can't afford that.
Well, you know, it gets to where it's a point of wasting money you're paying for atmosphere. I care about the food. I couldn't care less about the atmosphere.
As long as it's clean and semi-quiet, I'll be good.
Stay home tonight and you come anywhere near us, stop by and we'll shove you a couple of dozen eggs in there for you.
That way today, but maybe tomorrow.
Okay, I need to get rid of some.
How about that, Patrick? And you can just stop by on the highway if you want. You don't have to pull in there. You know where I live up here, don't you? It's 2 roads north of the Cunningham Fire Department. It's called Brown Road. Just turn to the right and go to the 3520, and you see these little spikes on the mailbox, and I'm the only one that has them. That's to keep the birds off of the mailbox there.
And I know the general area, so it shouldn't be too much for me to find it. So I'll try to get in there tomorrow and visit with you for a minute. But I am going to have to jump off here because I've got to go through some construction zone here, and it's raining, so I'm going to have to pay attention. You and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon, and hopefully I'll get to see y'all face-to-face tomorrow. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 73.
Okay, Patrick. When you get to that Cunningham Fire Department, just go two streets north, and you're going right past that new O'Neill edition, and hang a right. You can't go to the left. Hang a right on Brown Road, and you come down this humongous hill. And we're about 1, 2, 3, 4, about the fifth house on the right down there. You'll see my Tacoma in it got a large carport there. It'll be on the right side of the road. Just park on the highway. See you later, Patrick. Have a good day. KO4HKX and 0TR73.